describes the day in heaven when we take our place till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, praise. Amen. Well, we will go to a time of prayer if you would pray with me. Dear God, we come before you today.
Study from Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. By understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon forever, who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever, who made water flow from the rock, for his steadfast love endures forever, who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever, and killed famous kings, for his steadfast love forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to his servant Israel, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you.
26, the 1 through 26 verses that, thank you for reading, you do so well, they echo, the Lord is King who provides refuge, deliverance, and pursues people to know him. In the English Standard Version, steadfast is in the Old Testament 196 times, 127 in the Psalms alone. Stead, meaning place, fast, meaning firmly fixed. The definition of steadfast love in the Bible is to be steadfast, is to be firmly fixed and not subject to change. To be firm in belief and determination, and to be loyal and faithful. And as I read that definition, it resonated in my heart that that's what God is to us. Each one of us. He is loyal and faithful and firm. And I could lean into that. Now, here's just a little trivia I thought was interesting. That in the King James Version, there are 31,102 verses. Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2, being the 15,550 first verse and second are, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Again, praise, thankfulness. This psalm, Psalms 136, articulates God's claim upon the world, and it calls for our response. And his steadfast love endures forever. And we need to remember that this is a promise to us, to me, to you. His steadfast love endures forever. Charles Spurgeon, a Baptist pastor, he actually heard the road to salvation in a Methodist church, but he became a Baptist pastor, very well known. He published his first gospel tract in 1853. Spurgeon said of this Psalm 136, the past, the present, or the future will not end his mercy. The storms of life will not end his mercy. Distance from loved ones will not end his mercy. Death itself will not end his mercy. God's never-ending mercy should make us hopeful for others and for ourselves. As I was studying, I really like to read Psalms. Like, I read Psalms 136 every day for a month, and just, what do you want me to get new out of it, and read it, and I want to know it. I want to become familiar with it. And I heard this story about the psalm that I want to share with you. One night in February 358 AD, the church father, Athanasius, held an all-night service at his church in Alexandria, Egypt. He had been leading the fight for eternal sonship and deity of Jesus Christ, knowing that the survival of Christianity depended on it. he had many enemies for political, even more than theological reasons, and they moved the power of the Roman government against him. That night, the church was surrounded by soldiers and drawn swords. People were frightened. With calm presence of mind, Athanasius announced the singing of 136. The vast congregation responded, thundering forth 26 times, "His love endures forever." When the soldiers burst through the doors, they were staggered by the singing. Athanasius kept his place until the congregation had dispersed. Then he, too, disappeared in the darkness and found refuge with his friends. Many citizens of Alexandria were killed that night, but the people of the congregation never forgot that although man is evil, God is good, and his love endures forever. What a powerful, powerful story. I am a person who loves quotes, so probably every time I preach, I would use a quote more than one. Some quotes on being thankful. The hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. I was listening to someone this morning on a podcast, Jennifer Rothschild, the one that we're doing a study, and she was talking about counting our blessings every morning when we wake up. Even though we can't have all we want, we ought to be thankful we don't get what we deserve. Amen. Especially on some days. Not Sunday, some days. Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. Which leads us to verse 1 of this psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This is the Amplified Version. For his loving kindness, graciousness, mercy, and compassion endures forever. The Message Bible says, thank God, he deserves your thanks. His love never quits. The ESV says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. The Good News Translation says, give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love is eternal. And the RSV says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. His love is eternal. His love never quits. Let that penetrate your heart, wherever you're at. 14, we have the wilderness journey, verses 16 through 20. We have the possession of the land, verses 21 and 22, to the present moment, verses 23 and 25, including the daily meal, verse 25. This is all pervaded by and dependent upon God's steadfast love. Every act from that psalm is from His steadfast love. And I want to reflect this in my own life. I have done mapping. I have started from when I was a baby till now. And I have just put important times in my life, good and bad. And I could step away from that regardless of how hard each one were. And I could say, and His steadfast love remains forever. Because in every one of those, I saw Him. A.W. Tozer said, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Now, C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Weight of Glory, said, indeed, how we think of Him is of no importance except insofar as it is related to how He thinks of us. He says, to please God, to be the real ingredient in divine happiness, to be loved by God, not merely pitied, but delighted in as an artist delights in his work, or a father in a son. It seems an impossible, a weight or burden of glory, which our thoughts can hardly sustain. But so it is. Worship is pure, as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts of God. When I sit down in the morning with my Bible, and I hold my Bible, I have my journal and all the things around me, the pens and different tools, I can sit there and say, and know that I know, His steadfast love endures forever. It reminds me of Zephaniah 3:17 that says, for the Lord God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With His love, He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with singing. I love to sing, and it doesn't really matter what kind of noise it is, because I know to God it is a fragrant offering. Last week I preached, or 2 weeks ago I preached in Pinckneyville, and I pressed the wrong button. So when I went to turn it off, the only thing I had recorded was me singing. And I don't know if you noticed, but this morning I was singing more with a whisper. I thought, oh my goodness, but He rejoices over me with singing. I'm going to rejoice with singing to Him. Augustine said, the happy life is this, to rejoice to Thee, in Thee, and for Thee. So why this psalm? Why Psalms 136? I told Don that this song just, or the psalm just kept resonating with me, and I really wanted to preach on this. And and you read a psalm a day, and then there's a blank space for you to either write. Now, I will tell you, I started to color in it and make pictures, and I said to my granddaughter, I said, "Hey, look what I did. What do you think?" And she goes, "Do you really want to know?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Nana, it's creepy." So I kind of thought, I'm going to stick to words because I don't draw well, but I love it. And so whenever I would sit down with this, I would read a psalm, and the phrase steadfast love just constantly would pierce my heart and my soul. And when I sit down with this, this is not a hammer that just hammers me and that I have to say, "Oh, what, I didn't do that." That's not what it is to me. It's about grace. And there are instructions in here, and I pray to be faithful. But it's about love and grace and redemption. And so I can lean into this and know. So when I sit down and I feel overwhelmed by something, when we experience loss and we don't understand it, it's steadfast love and towards forever. Many here, and many are in our congregation in Pinckneyville, are in need of healing. And as I pray about these things, I can remember your steadfast love remains for each one. Washes over me, and I can know that whatever the situation, He holds us in the palm of His hand, and He can be trusted. So, as the psalmist saw God in all, proclaiming this, I want to echo that in my whole life. I don't know if anyone is familiar with Jay Shetty, but he was a monk, and he came out of being a monk, and he's kind of a motivational speaker. But I was listening to him speak, and he said, he Googled, "I hate," and this is what the top searches were of the "I hate." Number one was, "I hate my life." And number two was, "I hate my job." And the second thing he Googled was, "I'm worried." One was about my future. And two was about my mental health. And as I heard him speaking, and as I heard the lament in that, and the sadness that he felt, pray.